with books and a new roof. He pays the salaries of the doctor, the nurse and the dentist in the medical centre, and he buys breakfast and lunch for all the children who go to school in the village. Ulysses' current project is focused on something which is very important to him, sport. At the moment he's building a sports and community centre for his village. He says he'll open it at the end of the season, if it's finished in time. Life for the 200 families in the village has improved greatly thanks to the footballer, but Ulysses hasn't finished yet. Next, he's going to build 40 new homes for the villagers. The village is going to have a complete facelift, and the man responsible for that is Ulysses de la Cruz.
Audio 74.
And it's not just pop stars who give their money to good causes. Sports personalities are getting involved too. Let's look at the case of international footballer Ulysses de la Cruz. Several times a week he sends money back to his hometown in Ecuador. Ulysses grew up in a very poor village in the Chota Valley and experienced extreme poverty when he was young. As an adult, he spends much of the 900,000 euros he earns per year trying to improve life in the community. When Ecuador reached the World Cup finals for the first time in 2002, Ulysses paid for a new system providing water for the village instead of buying a fast new car. Since then, he set up a medical centre and he's provided the school